brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. A year. Homegrown, grassroots, community-themed, community-oriented, local but national news source and talk radio station. Good morning. Carl and DeBott. Linda is resting today. You know, she was out a little bit yesterday, and we didn't realize how this pneumonia can take it out of you. So we're just making sure she doesn't have a relapse. So she's taking a little bit easy today.
Steady recovery.
Oh yeah, you got to, because you know, I can't tell you how many people have called and written and all these things about, and telling her, you got to watch this, because you know, if you start doing too much too soon, you're going to get really ill. Anyway, phone number's here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we have 100 guests today. We're going to be ranging from Big John Payne, who is the one-armed bandit, who is going to be the specialty act out at the Red Bluff Roundup. And he'll be on the phone today at 7:30. And then we have, and Somo Vineyards will be here for a little while. And then, Hugh and Cry talking about security in your home. There's so much going on with burglaries and robberies and, and property crime. We're bringing in some experts here on how to keep your home a little bit safer. But first, let's start with Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor, with our Market Minute. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets have opened in the green this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 72 points at 16,246, while the Nasdaq's up 16 at 4,034, and the S&P 500's up 10 at 1,840. Oil's down 35 cents a barrel at $103.70, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.48%. Gold's down $22.90 this morning at $1,296, while silver's down 49 cents at $19.46 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Qualcomm's up 59 cents at $79.30, Kimberly-Clark's up a dime at $110.50, while Bank of America's up 35 cents at $16.36. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, and 908 in the morning. You know, if you're looking for advisors, if you're looking for people to help you with investment advice, annuities, talking about your IRAs, your Roth plans, all of this, they're all experts on this, and they can talk to you about how your money can work for you. That's our friends at Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. Give them a call, 243-7561.
A little bit of clouds and a lot of sunshine throughout the week. We do have a chance of some showers, mostly going to be happening on Thursday evening. But for the rest of it, mostly sunny to partly cloudy. Highs in the 80s, lows in the 50s. Right now in Reading, it is 51 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends, and they offer senior and veterans discounts. Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, you know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, North State's nutrition experts with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. In store, yeah. Yes, the North State. It really, it's maybe, you know, it's all of the North State. In store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff, classes in the evenings on diet and health, raw foods, organic foods, you name it. They have it all at the Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. And gosh knows we need that. Okay, big guy. Record Searchlight has today, you know what today is? Today is tax day. 60% of my fellow Californians feel that we're either overtaxed slightly or overtaxed totally. 60% of our California, you know, of California believes we're overtaxed. And when you get into that, our overtaxed burden that we are, because, you know, today I'm writing checks. I'm writing checks. You know what? And, you know, part of it's, you know, so I'm writing checks to the Fed. Yeah. And then I'm writing checks to the state. Then we write checks every, you know, if you've got a business, this is one of the things when you're working for somebody, perhaps you don't realize this, but the amount of taxes that business owners pay. And every year about this time, I get into it, and, you know, I'm thinking that, okay, where do the taxes go to? You know, if you're talking about, yeah, I know. You talk, where does this money go to? When I pay to California, I think, okay, they're keeping the road safe, and they're keeping, you know, the highway patrolman out there, and then they're paying the $250,000 a year retirement for many thousands of, you know, Californians who work for the state in the cities and, you know, in the counties. I think, well, you know, they need their money. And then I think about the illegal aliens getting money for college. I think, well, okay, they need their money. And then I think about all – and I look around the streets here, and I see the guys – see these, you know, quote, homeless and all this with, you know, with cell phones and cigarettes and – and I say, well, you know, they need their money. And what was the last thing?
Don't forget the tats.
The tats. They need that. You know, I mean, you know, they need this money much more than I do. I mean, what am I going to do with it? I mean, what would I do with that extra money? You know, I'd probably invest it back into the station. I'd give my people raises and all this. You know, we put money aside every year so we can bonus people at the end of the year. And it's not like a huge bonus by any means, but you know, around Christmas time. But I think about all that money that I pay, you know, daily, weekly, monthly. And then I hear, you know, then I see where, you know, and then I look at gas. Gas has gone up something like 14 cents in the last 2.5 weeks in California. The price of a gallon of gas has gone up 14 or 15 cents in the last 2.5 weeks. Think about this, my friends. 14.5 cents. And do you hear one thing in the news, in the nation, that says, my God, our gas prices are, you know, $1.50 more a gallon than they were under Bush? Well, but wait a minute. Bush was trying to make all his money for his oil company buddies. Well, who's Obama trying to make money for?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you who he's trying to make money for. He's trying to make money for his friends like Harry Reid, who Harry Reid is putting solar farms out there. So they're trying to drive the cost of gasoline up just by letting it go like this and putting more taxes and more carbon taxes. And we'll get to that in a minute. State of California senator, you know, the pro tem of the Senate. His great idea with the, you know, about, you know, whacking like 15 cent a gallon, 15 cents a gallon tax. All of this is happening. And so then, but I go back again to, you know, to taxes. Where's my money going to? I mean, obviously my kids are getting a better education, or my grandkids are getting a better education now, right? Because all the money we're spending on education. No, they're not. Well, gosh, then, what else is happening? The roads are getting better. Well, no, they're not. Well, where is the money go to? And then I think about, you know, a variety of other things, but let's go to the phones. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Just so when you were talking about that gas, I just don't understand how come that the Republicans don't use this, and they should be a billboard on every major freeway in the country, especially in these Democratic senators' districts, because gas in California was $1.89 a gallon in 08. I mean, and so these liberals, they have to buy gas too, and all these people that voted for the anointed one, they ought to think about how much money they've spent in the last 5 years just on gas alone. So
just on gas. That's right.
That's what I don't understand. Why it's, you don't hear this. This ought to be an outrage. It really ought to be. And you don't hear that much feedback. They're going to get it up to $5-6 a gallon. They keep jumping it up and then taking it back and jumping it up like boiling a frog in the warm water. So.
Well, I tell you what, Bruce, it's just like the president said. He said that the price of gas going up to $5 a gallon is no problem with him, because that will cause people to, you know, early on. You got to remember what he said, was saying during his, when he was running, and then early, and then he kind of hasn't said anything since then. But $5 a gallon gas is fine. They would like it to bring it to be up high. That way people drive a lot less. Then you're going to force people along what? The corridors and living in areas. And we'll talk about that as soon as we get back, because that's the great idea. Our president pro tem of the Senate in California has. And why where he wants to use his carbon tax money, but it all fits into that one plan. And I tell you what, it's, he said it. The president said it 8 years ago or 7 years ago when he was running, and people ignored it, and he's doing it.
People, to me, the Republicans, they should have, like I'm saying, they should have billboards on every freeway to where all the working, the worker bees out there every morning and every night, they could look up at that sign and see Obama bending over to the Egyptians there with the gas price at $1.89 and $0.08 in California, and it's now, what, $4 a gallon?
$4 a gallon, $3.80, I think $3.89 is the cheapest, but yeah, it should just be, under, you know, it says Republicans, $1.89 a gallon, Democrats, $3.89 a gallon, and that's all it has to say.
Yeah, the new senators are running and say, do you want to have 6 more years of this guy? Anyhow, we'd jump off here, but I just thought I'd bring that up.
No, I'm glad. Thanks for listening, and thanks for the call. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBot, KCNR 1460. You know what? It is 7:16 in the morning. It is tax day. We're going to play sad music. We'll be right back.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night, served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:20 in the morning on tax day. 51 degrees out there, 605-4567. Hey, if you got some kind of comment on tax day, on paying your taxes, on being happy that you're being able to support our government in the way it has become accustomed, give me a call, 605-4567. Tell me which part of the government you really want your taxes to go to, or what part of it you really think the government is just, you know what? I don't know why they're doing that. And I really don't want my money to go there. I mean, you know, where do you want your money to go? Where don't you want your money to go and all this? I'll start you off here, though. I think I already have. The president of president of the Senate pro tem, Daryl Steinberg. You remember Daryl? I talked about him a few weeks ago. He wanted to put a carbon tax on everything. Instead of people raising the, because, you know, carbon tax is kicking in this year for gasoline and all that. And so instead of just charging people more, and there was no limit on it. They said there was no limit on it. They didn't know how much it could be. It could be 10 cents a gallon. It could be 25 cents a gallon. He says, let's just make it a flat 15 cents a gallon. Well, that didn't meet with a lot of approval. You know, he was all hot for that. So what ended up happening, he's backed off that. He says, okay, we'll just use the carbon tax money, this billions of dollars. And what do you think Daryl wants to use the money for?
Oh, hand it over to the crony capitalists who want to build that useless piece of rail.
High-speed rail. That's one of the things he wants to use it on, the high-speed rail. Mass transit. Okay, and here's the other great one. Affordable housing around transit centers. In other words, he wants to take this carbon tax instead of giving it back perhaps to the public in other forms, like maybe better freeways or something like that, or cheaper gas or something like that. Of course, they were not going to do that. That's not the purpose of it. The purpose is to have us use less. They want to start pushing people into housing around transit centers, and mass transit is the next step going to be. You've got to use mass transit at some point.
Oh, yeah.
During the week. I mean, why not? I mean, this will be carless Tuesdays. And you've either got to use the high speed, or the high occupancy lane, the carpool lane. You've got to have at least two people in your vehicle. I think that's car occupancy. You know, in DC, you've got to have three and four sometimes in the, to get into the high occupancy vehicle lane. Anyway, out here, if you can get the second person in your car, you're considered an environmentalist. Of course the mass transit systems don't work that well out here. And then the high speed rail, which has been put on hold, I think, you know, I don't know why he wants to put money in it. It hasn't been put on hold by a federal judge that says, you know, you guys are lying to us and lying to the public about it and all these different things. Anyway, again, raise the cost of gasoline. People are going to use their car less. And who does it hurt the most? Trust me, it doesn't hurt Red Emerson at all. It doesn't hurt the doctor on Medicare down in Florida who got $26 million for treating 900 patients. It doesn't hurt him or her. It could be her. It doesn't hurt county, you know, or state employees that are making the $250,000, $300,000 a year. It doesn't hurt them. It doesn't hurt Silicon Valley CEOs who are making millions and hundreds of millions of dollars. It doesn't hurt the football player who can't read, or the basketball player that can't read at an eighth grade level who's making $20 million a year. It's not going to hurt them. It's not going to hurt them. No. Who's it going to hurt?
Don't get me started.
It's going to hurt Bob. It's going to hurt other Bob. It's going to hurt the people out here because you raise the gas 15 cents a gallon. Guess what you don't do? You don't travel as much. You have to really plan on what you're doing, like if you're going to take a vacation.
Oh, which hurts, of course, all your vacation-oriented businesses.
How about the diesel it takes to bring in food? You don't think food's not going to go up?
Yep.
15 cents, you know, or more. And food right now is the most expensive it's ever been. And not only that, but beef is the highest cost for beef ever in the history of the United States, that they can go back as far as they can go. It's higher now. And part of the reason is, of course, is the drought where they're selling off cattle, so you're not going to have a lot. But the other point is all this thing for gas and all this is going to be for much higher cost of everything. But it's not going to hurt Madonna. It's not going to hurt the Weinstein brothers or the people down in Hollywood who want more tax breaks, okay? It's not going to hurt them. It's going to hurt the middle class. It's going to hurt the lower middle class. It's going to even probably be, you know, impact. It's going to impact on businesses. It's going to have such an impact on everybody. But yet, we continue to do it. California prisons hold more severely mentally ill people than the state mental hospitals. 25% of every inmate, 25% of the inmate population in the California state prisons are adjudicated mentally ill, some of them very severe. Or that's about 33,000 prisoners. Now, when I went to San Quentin and I'm in there, looking around in there, I can't help but think that almost all of them, if you're in there for, if you're in there on death row condemned, you're mentally ill. So, I mean, I'm not sure, you know, if they say, okay, you're mentally ill because you're in jail here because you killed somebody, you're obviously mentally ill. Or if it's something else that says that, you know, these guys are really whacked out, that, you know, if you put them out in the street, they'd be, you know, picked in. Which is one of the problems, is that a lot of mentally ill, because they can only be kept in hospitals because of First Amendment rights, are now being kept in jails, county jails, state prisons, whatever.
Now it becomes a public safety
issue. Now it becomes a public safety issue. That's right. Again, AB 109, why did we do that? So because we have such an overcrowding population. How many are in there because they're just crazy? I mean, shouldn't they be in, maybe in a hospital? I think they're treating like 33,000 in the state prisons, and there's something like, I think in the Record Searchlight, this front page news, by the way, great, great article there. Thank you, Record Searchlight. That says that maybe 6,000 are being treated in state hospitals, you know, for the mentally ill. This is wrong. This is bad. There's something wrong here. Anyway, so how do you open up those prison populations? Well, you can't get rid of the real crazy unless you can put them over to a hospital. But how about this? How about the very old inmates? How about the ones over 60? That's not very old, but the very old inmates. How about the very sick inmates? How about the ones over 60 who have nonviolent crimes? Why don't you just turn them all loose? Yeah. Put them out into a different program, but get them out of the jails. Could you get rid of 10,000 that way? 20,000? How about that? How about looking at that third strike again, the guy that was put in there for stealing $100 worth of groceries, or $100 because he wanted to go out and get a fix, right? But he already had two strikes against him, but now he's in there for life for 30 years. Are we looking at these guys? These, you know, and getting them out. I mean, you know, but you know what they're saying is if they're over 60 to 65, their chances of going out and doing more damage. I'm not talking about the pedophiles. I'm not talking about rapists. I'm not talking about murderers. I'm talking about, I don't know, burglars. I don't, you know, they're still felons. But getting rid of them so we can get rid of some of the ones we have.
Yeah. And
get back into something where we can start pushing people out of these damn jails.
Yep. And they need to look at the housing requirements, some of which are just absolutely unrealistic. I mean, you made a great comparison about the conditions that our soldiers live in would be grounds for lawsuits by convicted felons. What is wrong with that?
Well, that's true. I mean, and it is ridiculous that we've gotten to the point where the clowns are running the circus. Okay, what else we have here? Here's one of the things I said I wanted to talk about. Got a couple minutes here. We should be talking, hopefully, Mr. Payne's going to be calling in here in about 5-6 minutes. Juan Williams, who is a writer, he's also a contributor to Fox News. He used to be on NPR. He got fired because they said he was picking on Muslims. Yeah. Anyway, I'm not even sure what happened on that one, except he really got bent over on them. Juan Williams. They're having a convention there, and the mayor of, I think, Detroit, and then the mayor of, another city that was always been, oh, New Orleans, which has a white mayor, I believe. But here's the question that came up. 200 black men were murdered by Ku Klux Klan in Philadelphia last year.
Really?
No, but 200 black men were murdered last year in Philadelphia. Why isn't there something being done? What they've gone in and said is that the black men are being murdered by black men at such an astonishingly high rate. And yet we talk about, okay, you know, somebody walks in and you know, obviously horrendously, you know, shoots 26 kids in Sandy Hook, and teachers. And the whole world comes in and tries to fix this thing. Yet you're having the amount of murders in Chicago last year. They had, or last weekend, they had 35 shootings in 36 hours.
In a town that has some of the tightest gun restrictions.
That's right. Okay. Anyway, Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
From Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hi, I'm Andrea Abraham. My husband Dilgesh and I drew up this business on paper napkins on the island of Cyprus 5 years ago. And now we've opened our furniture store in the heart of downtown Reading, Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects. We're so excited to be here. We have brought artisan furniture and whimsical gifts from around the world. Please come by and see us. You can call us 361-6727 or visit us online, indwellinghome.com. Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects, 1760 California Street, where dreamers come.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
At Second Amendment, Inc., we agree with Thomas Jefferson, who said, "I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery." Show your patriotic support for our right to keep and bear arms by wearing apparel made only in America. Second Amendment, Inc. merchandise is available at Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane, Sign Station Sign Shop on Alfreda Way, right across from Lowe's, or online at SecondAmendmentInc.com. That's SecondAmendmentInc.com.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. It is 7:33 in the morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It is 51 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's a Red Bluff Roundup week, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, you're looking for estate jewelry, you're looking for loose stones, you're looking for somebody that's going to give you a good deal and be straight with you, and that's Leonard and his associates, all at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, and the only trained watch repair guy in the whole area. If you've got a broken watch, it's going to end up there. So you might as well just cut out the middleman, head straight to Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give him a call, 222-2750, Four Winds Jewelry. You know, we're honored today. You know, I don't say that very often. But when you get somebody that's the best of anything that anybody does, you just got to be kind of honored to have them here. And we've got John Payne, the 12 times, I guess it's won the Pro Rodeo Cowboys Association Specialty Act of the Year 12 times. John Payne, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bart. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Now, your act... Hello? Your act is the called the One-Armed Bandit. And if people have not seen you perform before, then they are missing a great show. Tell us a little bit about yourself, John.
Well, I'm an Okie. I'm a hardcore redneck Okie cowboy, and I've been coming to Red Bluff since, I think, 92. I skipped a couple of years. I come back, and I bring different animals. I've brought the Mustangs and the buffaloes. And this year I'm bringing steers, and I have a steer with me right now that his name is Big Hoss, and his horns are 7'2" from tip to tip and 23 inches around at the base. And then I brought my mule. Of course, I'll be in the parade with my mule, and I'm bringing an Indian with me and a couple spotted horses. We're going to put on a Wild West show that's second to none.
Well, you know, I've seen your show before, and it somehow always ends up with you up on top of a trailer with animals all around you. And I tell you what, it is a spectacular act. And how long have you been doing this, John?
Well, started when I was 34, and I'm 60 now. That must be 26, 27 years now. It seems like about 5 years, but time flies when you're having fun. I've had a lot of fun, and Red Bluff is a big party and a lot of fun, and I can't wait to get up there and meet with my old buddies, and, you know, just like coming back home.
Well, you know, it's like, you know, the Red Bluff Roundup is a great time. We've moved up here about 7 years ago, and I don't think we've missed it one time. And it's the one thing you always have up here in the Northern California is a great love of country and a great love of rodeos. And you're a big part of that.
Well, a lot of cowboys are in rodeo, and I'm just a cowboy, and, Red Bluff Roundup has got a lot of clout and a lot of class, a lot of good people on the committee, and the town all turns out for it. I ought to be paying them to come, but,
you know, when we say, you know, and we have people out there, I'm sure, that don't follow rodeo. So when we say the one-armed bandit, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, John?
Yeah, sure. I was a two-armed bandit in 1973. I got electrocuted. I was killed for 5 minutes and received CPR and got brought back to life, but the 7,200 volts that run through me just burnt that right arm pretty much up, and they had to cut it off. So then I became the one-arm bandit, and I just had to switch from being right-handed to left-handed and make the best out of it, and went on with life. I didn't let it bother me, and just fortunate that I was healthy enough to continue on being a cowboy. They wanted to cut my leg off, and that's where I put a stop to it. I said, I am a cowboy, and I need both legs to ride a horse with. And they said, do you want to live or do you want to die? And I said, well, that doesn't make a hell of a lot of difference. If I live, I'm going to be riding a horse, so you better leave that leg on.
Yes.
So when I came to in the recovery room, I couldn't find my arm, and I forgot about that real quick, and reached and grabbed my knee, and when I found my knee there, I thought, well, it's going to be a good day and a good life, and it has been. I've been very blessed. I get to travel around the country working with the finest people in each community that I go to, and that's the rodeo committee. They all work hard all year long. They don't get praised. If something goes wrong, they hear about it. And if everything goes right, they don't hear much about that. But they're the best people in the community, and I get to work with them on a weekly basis.
I tell you what, John, that's just like it is with any business. If it goes right, you don't hear anything about it. If it goes wrong, they are quick to call you at your house. The amount of time you've been doing this, how many shows a year do you do, would you say?
I'll probably do 30, 35 rodeos a year, and then I'll do some horse shows and then private parties. And the older I get, the less I advertise and the less I try to really just whip it up every weekend. But I always look forward to coming to California. I came out here in 1988 first, and long ways out here, and it's worth every mile of it. I'll stay out here for about a month, and then I'll go other places for a couple of years, and I come back to California. But it's a wonderful state, a lot of good people in, a lot of fine rodeos. Some of the best rodeos in the world is in California.
You know, and people don't realize that. They think of rodeos being in, you know, Wyoming and Texas and Oklahoma, but we have some really, really fine rodeos out here.
That's true, and during the day, and it warms up, and the scenery's real nice at these rodeos, I've noticed.
Well, you know what? I've noticed that, too, and it's just amazing how people can still get on horses with Levi's. That like that.
About the scenery in the
Yeah. I'm not going to ask you about that, John, but I am going to ask you about, you went to Oman in 2011 to do a show over there. Now, how did that work?
Well, that worked out pretty good. I didn't know what I was getting into. What we did was took 18 superbly trained animals and a truck and trailer and 9 people, we went over, put on a show for the King of Oman. And they said, you're going to have to rehearse. And I said, well, I've been rehearsing for 25 years. But what they meant was, you're going to have to rehearse in front of the 30-man council 6 times. And at the end of 6 times, they had invited 38 different forms of entertainment there to entertain the king. And they only had time for 25. So they picked the best 25, and after 6 rehearsals, they deemed the American team, which was the one-armed bandit and company, the very best, and we were selected to go last. So that was a pretty big feather in my hat. I'd been in the United States and Canada and Mexico for several years, but I'd never went abroad. So I was up against Australia and France and Germany, and there's 14 countries there. So we brought the old foundation from America. We brought buffaloes and Indians and cowboys and bull whips and longhorn steers and mustangs. And we put them on a Wild West show, and they was very hungry for it and loved it. And we're supposed to go back in a couple of years and do it all over again. They have a party there every 5 years for this king, as long as he's in rule, and hopefully he's still in rule in a couple of years.
Hey, did they give you your own oil well before you left?
Well, they gave me so dead much money, it made me nervous, and I didn't know if I was going to put it all or hide it. And that was the worst part about the whole dang trip is, what the hell am I going to do with all this money? And that bothered me, so I was glad to get back to the United States, and people ask me, what are you going to do with all that money? And I said, I'm just going to come back to the United States and rodeo until it's all gone.
Well, you know, that's a tough problem to have, John. There's too much money. You're kind of worried about that. But you know what? I bet the government can really help you out with that at some point.
Yeah, they did. They sure did. Had that problem before, and it was a strange problem, and I didn't like it. I was uncomfortable with it, and I was afraid somebody was going to steal it or steal my identity or hack into my account. I don't have that to worry about nowadays.
Hey, John, we got some questions coming in here, and one of them says, can you ask our guest what the cowboy way means?
The cowboy way?
Yeah.
Well, you happen to be asking a real hardcore redneck Okie cowboy that question, and the cowboys, you know, there's several different levels of cowboys. You know, you got truck drivers that think they're cowboys, and then you got people that wear sweats and ball caps and flip-flops, and they get out and put on cowboy boots and ride a bronc or rope a calf or something, and then they think they're cowboys. But the cowboys has respect for everybody they're around, especially their elders and especially the women. They have respect for Mother Nature and all the animals. And the cowboy way is what founded America on. And I could go on forever on that, because I see myself as a real cowboy born and raised out on a ranch. And a cowboy makes his living out of a saddle. And I've wore out several saddles and buried several horses.
Well, our people are coming in saying great answers, great answers. I agree with you. I agree with you, John, is that you know, a cowboy is somebody that not just lives it, but that's his life. Or I guess in some cases her life. But, and that's it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So. Hey, our guest has been John Payne, the one-armed bandit. He has been the Pro Rodeo Cowboys Association Specialty Act of the Year 12 times. You know, it's been a real pleasure talking with you, John, and we can't wait to see you over down here at the Red Bluff Roundup.
I can't wait to get there, and be sure and come to the parade and look for me. I'll be riding a mule in the parade. That heck, a fine mule, and does a great job. He'll be on top of the trailer, and periodically, we'll come down, jump on the asphalt, and go down through the street shooting a pistol and popping a whip. We'll wake people up a little bit. Then we'll step on the truck and trailer and go on down the street a little farther. So it's a big celebration for us, and we're just very happy to be invited. And I thank the Red Bluff Roundup for bringing us there and letting us have fun and enjoy times with the friends I've developed there in the last 22 years.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to give us a call this morning, Mr. Payne. And we can't, you know what, if you, my friends, if y'all have not seen John Payne in action, you need to come out to Red Bluff Roundup. It is worth everything. And we've got some tickets here we'll be giving away in a couple minutes, but it is worth the time just to watch him in action. It is one of the most memorable acts you will ever see at any type of performance. And John Payne, the one-armed bandit, thanks again, Mr. Payne.
And don't forget, it comes with a guarantee.
What's the guarantee?
The guarantee is if you don't think my show alone is worth the price of a rodeo ticket, then convince that mule of that, we'll give your money back.
That's right. You convince that mule of that, you'll get your money back. Okay. Thanks a lot, John. We'll be seeing you this weekend.
All right,
you bet. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Gonna check a freight train down at the station.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening, forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at RedingCCW.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell all offer sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. What the
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Did I miss my music when I came running back in here?
Had two things playing.
Playing at the same time. Okay. All right. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by a Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Don't replace your windshield when you can until you look at everything. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 24 inches in length, they can be fixed by renting Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He can guarantee his work. The crack won't get any bigger. If it does, you can bring it back in there. He'll fix it for you again. He gives money back guarantees. He guarantees his work. I can't say much more than that, except Jeff Wurst is a great guy, a veteran. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay. We just had an entertainer on with us, and you can call him. He's a good old cowboy by the name of John Payne. But now I've got with me Dean Monroe. Another entertainer, well, kind of, from Shasta College, and Dean's coming in because they are getting ready. You have got the rights for a musical that is dynamite and has never played here. Is that correct?
That's correct. We applied a year ago for the rights for Chicago, and actually went to a group in Sacramento, but this year we got the rights, and we've been able to secure the services of James Santos to be our co-director, and
That's right. James Santos is coming back to town.
He's coming back to town, and he's going to be the choreographer and co-director for Chicago. Our auditions are Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week from 7 to 10 in the Shasta College Theater. So we really
These are wide open, right? Wide open auditions.
These are wide open auditions. Everybody's eligible. We invite members of the community to audition. Sort of late teens to actually into the 60s. This is a wide open situation. We perform July 10th to the 26th. We rehearse June 10th to July 10th, and we're really excited about this.
I tell you what, Linda always wanted to play a part in that Chicago. She wanted to play the part that Catherine Zeta-Jones played, the older, a little bit older girl that was in
there.
Well,
there's Roxy and Alma. Yeah. So,
which was the first one that was in jail already was?
It was Alma. Yeah.
Right. She always liked that part.
Yeah.
And so, but, anyway, she always said that if that came around, she'd like to give a shot at it. But she's right now flat on her back with pneumonia, so I'm not sure how that's going to work out. Anyway, but this is exciting. James Santos coming back to town. James Santos is a very beloved, well-respected member of our community for so many years. It started the Cascade Christmas and had so many other things he was doing.
Oh, he's a real mainstay. Actually, James, the first time he choreographed for us, it's funny, choreographers have a tendency to have a lot of experience but not the degrees that are needed to qualify to teach. And so James had a lengthy resume, but actually, I was the choreographer for the first show that he did.
Oh, really?
Because, I was the instructor and he was my assistant. So,
okay.
But we've, since then he's qualified to teach, and, he'll be the choreographer for the show. We'll be working together, and, he'll be here for auditions Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week. He's coming into town on Sunday.
Now, James, when he left here, went to become the artistic director of
Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil. Thank you. Now, I've only been to like six of them, and words like Cirque du Soleil and mayonnaise throw me. And he was artistic director of Dre Leon.
Yes.
And is now living in Las Vegas. How'd you get him back here?
Well, I've maintained some ties with him, and last year I contacted him, and about the only show he was really interested in coming back for was Chicago. Okay. And we couldn't get the rights then, but we got the rights this year. And I just heard from him a few weeks ago, and he's...
Well, this is exciting. Yeah. Not especially about James, but the fact that you've got the rights to just one of the best musicals ever. And you're putting it on. Shasta College is putting it on.
Right.
And so you've got open auditions next week.
Next week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 7 in the evening.
Where at?
At the college in the theater.
Okay.
So, and Dr. Waterbury will be doing our musical direction. We'll have a full, orchestra, live orchestra. That's one of the neat things that we do is that, a lot of the venues around here can't really accommodate a full orchestra. And so, we have live musicians, and it's a full sound.
How many performances?
There'll be 11 performances from, July 10th to the 26th. And it'll be Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights. We have two Sunday matinees, and we'll close on a Saturday night.
Wow. Big, huh?
Yeah.
This is big.
This is big.
So you're full-size orchestra, guest artists coming in to help with the, you know, do the choreography. You're going to be overall in charge.
I'll be in
you
charge.
You do great work, by the way, Dean.
Well, thank you.
Well, you do. You do wonderful work out there. How long have you been at Shasta?
Wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've been there. Bob's sitting there going, wow, you know. Yeah. You know, well, he helped build the art department or the theater department.
Well, I started in 1976.
Wow.
So, I've been out there a long time. I had a sort
well,
of.
Well, you're working on 40 years here.
Well, I had a 10-year layoff, with a little, labor dispute with the college, but,
I want to hear that story sometime.
No, yeah. During that time, though, I had my rafting company and we.
Oh, that's right. You did. You had that rafting company.
And,
oh, I remember that.
And we developed a great reputation for doing really, you know, great trips and things. And then I came back to the college and I worked with Robert Safian for a number of years. And, now I've got, Ken Hill and, Casey.
You still do raft trips?
I still get out. I have.
You do, just for personal stuff, though.
Yeah, I have a couple of rafts still. Uh-huh. And I don't think it'll be much of a rafting season this year, but.
if you don't mind picking
them
up.
About and rafting, it requires water.
Yeah, it's called portaging, isn't it? You pick up the rafts and you walk to the next spot where there's water?
Just about, yeah. I mean, there was snow one morning and the next morning it was gone. So it was,
we got some of that rain, but I was just talking to my friends at Holiday Harbor. They're 89, they're still 89 feet down.
Oh.
And it's not pretty. It's not pretty. The whole, people don't realize that when that lake's down, that it affects one, all the houseboats, but the huge impact it has on that ripple effect.
Sure.
With the, then gas sales, then food sales, then hotels, motels, all of this thing's got a huge impact.
A lot of kids in this area over the years working at a marina or one of the lake facilities was their first job.
Yeah. Anyway, we got a couple minutes left here. Okay. The open auditions next week.
Next week.
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It's going to be out at Shasta College in the theater. Dean Monroe will be, you and, it says co-directed by you and James, but you're going to be the guy in charge, and James is going to be doing all the choreography, the kind of thing.
Sure. I'm functioning really as a producer and a co-director. James and I work together.
Great.
In the past, and we have a good working relationship. And I'm excited, because he teaches me a lot. So.
Well, I tell you what, and that's cool. When you can learn from, you know, all the time, you know, that's great. As long as we have open minds here, that we can continue to learn. That's what I love about this work. Late teens to seniors. So you've got it from 18 years old to up in their 60s, you said.
Sure.
So if you're ready to go for a great musical.
Yeah. The dancers, bring it. Bring your talents. Singers should bring us some prepared music. We'll have a piano accompaniment. We put the dancers through a routine and teach them a few steps, and James will want to get to know them. And then we'll have cold readings. We'll read from the script. It'll be in a fun evening, and just come and enjoy and we welcome you, yeah.
Great. Okay, that will be April 21st through the 23rd. That's like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. And rehearsals begin June 10th. Any number, phone number that they can get you at real quick?
242-2369.
242-2369.
Or you can go to shastacollege.edu/theater. And
great.
It'll be a full set of instructions.
All right. Our guest has been Dean Monroe, the theater, the director out at Shasta College. We'll be right back after these messages. We have Anselmo Vineyards here. We're going to talk a little bit to them, and then we're going to be talking security for your home. A lot of things happening today. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It's 51 degrees out there, and it is 8 o'clock, April the 15th. It's tax day.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A flag-raising ceremony today will mark exactly 1 year since the Boston Marathon bombing, and security is tight.
This is a much harder target to hit than it was a year ago,
says Boston's former police commissioner Ed Davis, who appeared on CBS's This Morning. On this tax day, 2014, a new Gallup poll shows a slim majority of Americans think the amount of taxes they pay is fair.
54% to be exact, down a point from last year, and down a full 10 points from 2003. Democrats and middle-income earners are least likely to complain. About 7 in 10 Democrats think their tax bill is reasonable. About 6 in 10 middle-income earners say so. Republicans and independents are less likely to feel that way. Interestingly, while just over half of adults think taxes are fair, a similar number, about 52%, think they pay too much.
That's SRN's Wally Hines. A space station cargo ship will remain earthbound for a few more days after a rocket fuel leak yesterday.
This is LD on Countdown 1. As folks heard on the anomaly net, we have encountered an issue.
That's the voice of SpaceX launch director Ricky Lynn calling off the liftoff yesterday. Next attempt comes on Friday. The U.S. Navy submarine that's searching in the Indian Ocean cut its own mission short yesterday after it dove deeper than it's designed to do and automatically came back to the surface. Ian Wright of Britain's National Oceanography Center.
It will have sensors on it that will tell it is potentially getting to the limit of its depth rating. And obviously that has triggered a response of the AUV to come back to the sea surface.
So far, officials say nothing of interest has been found in the 6 hours that the Bluefin was underwater yesterday. An attempt is underway once again today. At Wall Street, the Dow is struggling. It's down 20 points. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Your daughter just joined the band and needs an audience.
Mom, Dad, I'm ready now.
Immediately. Now is definitely not the time for a headache. That's why you want fast-acting Advil. It has fast-absorbing Advil Ion Core technology and goes to work in just minutes. Fast-acting Advil quickly relieves your toughest pain, so you don't miss a beat. Try fast-acting Advil. Find it in the white box.
South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy is responding to critics who say Congress has not done enough to investigate the IRS targeting scandal.
We cannot impanel grand juries. We can't prosecute people. We can't put people in jail. We can provide oversight. And when people don't answer our questions, we have a couple of remedies, one of which is holding them in contempt of Congress, which we voted to do last week.
Gowdy tells the Salem Radio Network that Congress also holds the power of the purse, but he doubts a Democrat-controlled Senate would go along with any funding cuts for the IRS. Spending more at the grocery store, less at the gas pump. The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index went up just 0.2% in March, largely because of lower gas prices. Food prices, though, up by 0.4% as Americans willingly shelled out more for staples like eggs, milk, butter, oranges, pork chops, ground beef, and poultry products. This is SRN News. Honors for the Washington Post and the Guardian both picking up Pulitzer Prizes in public service yesterday for revealing the U.S. government's sweeping surveillance efforts in a blockbuster series of stories based on secret documents supplied by NSA leaker Edward Snowden. The Colorado Springs Gazette picked up a prize for a series of reports on how military cuts affected wounded veterans.
Even though we're a local newspaper, this was a national story. We recognize it as a national story with implications that need to be addressed by the Pentagon and Congress. They're actually looking into that right now.
And the Pulitzer for Breaking News was awarded to the Boston Globe for its exhaustive and empathetic coverage of the Boston Marathon bombing. An Arizona woman accused of tossing a shoe at Hillary Clinton during a speech in Las Vegas faces criminal charges now. Allison Michelle Ernst has been charged with trespassing and violence against a person in a restricted building. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. My friends, it is April the 15th. This is tax day. In case you didn't remember, in case you hadn't been writing those checks out to our government, today is April 15th. The time is 8:07 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR 1460. And in this day of happiness and money and check writing, let's go right to Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor. Tell us what's going on Wall Street there, Josh.
Well, good morning. Markets have turned negative in the second hour of trading. Currently, the Dow's down 28 points at 16,140, while the NASDAQ's down 37 at 3,985, and the S&P 500's down 3 at 1,826. Oil's down 3 pennies at $103.19 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.46%. Gold's down $23.60 at $1,301, while silver's down 39 cents at $19.53 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: 3M's down 44 cents at $132.71. Johnson & Johnson's up $1.38 at $98.52. while Verizon's down 31 cents at $46.96. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at this time. Give them a call, 243-7561, if you want to have any information and good advice on investments, annuities, IRAs, Roth, Keo plan, anything. They've got the breakdown for it, and they can talk to you about how you can give your kids the greatest gift that you can give any child, and that's that is financial freedom by just a couple of some investments that are done over a period of just a few years can let your kids have something that maybe perhaps we're all fighting for, and that's that financial freedom. 243-7561. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. They've served the North State for over 20 years. You know, we've used Martin and his people at our house. In fact, he's coming out soon, and they're going to do their regular semi-annual checking of all the filters, the air ducts, and everything to make sure the air conditioners are working and everything's going to be fine this summer, because today it's a beautiful day, and it will be beautiful this weekend for the Red Bluff Roundup, of course, but it's going to start getting hot.
We know what's coming.
Oh, it's coming. It is coming. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, Alliance Heating and Air is there for you. Give them a call, 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Yeah, and speaking of weather.
And we're looking for mostly sunny skies today. Highs will be near 80s. That's going to be the case throughout the week. Partly cloudy tonight, and then by the time we get to Thursday, could see some showers. But other than that, we are seeing sunshine and a few clouds. Again, Highs 70s, 80s, lows in the 50s. Currently in Reading, we have 57 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends with senior and veterans discounts. Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, just want to remind everybody the silent auction has been created for the scholarship fund for the Chamber of Commerce, and it was put together 5 years ago for the Chamber of Commerce. There are approximately 40 items, and this is set up in the Chamber office and will go on until May 9th. So feel free to drop in and at your convenience, and the bid sheets are waiting for you. Everything goes. Every dollar collected goes to the applicants to help them with their college careers. This is great. Okay, and speaking of great, I have my good friend here, Master Chef John Stadelli.
Good morning.
And I have Hillary Campbell, who is the head of all of the head of the restaurant up in the Summer Vineyards, right?
Yes.
Plus other things.
Debatable.
John, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
John Stadelli is my friend.
Nice to see you this morning.
It's nice seeing you. I know Linda wishes she could be here, but.
Yeah, where is she today?
Pneumonia. She's just
Lord
flat out.
Mercy.
Yes. Well, she was, it's a long story, but you know, the thing is that she had a, had pneumonia last week and we just kept her inside and, you know, antibiotics and her inhalers and all this. She came in yesterday for a couple hours. And as people have told us, you know, a lot of people have written to us, Barbara Harris, Nancy, everybody has come in and said, don't do this. You know, cut back to like 20% of what you were going to do. And then otherwise, this is an insidious disease or illness, not a disease. It's an illness. It will sap you. And so she was out. She came in yesterday for a couple hours and she stayed on for another hour and a half or so. That was it.
Error.
So she's back. And I said, you know what? Let's just stay well here.
You know, yeah. I had that 4 years ago for the third time.
Wow.
And strangely enough, good things come from bad things. I quit smoking at that point, and I haven't since. But I will tell you, it's a nasty one. You need to stay down when you get that.
Well, that's what we said.
Sit down until it's completely gone. It takes a while.
And, you know, so then somebody asked the question, is Linda going to audition for the for that Chicago, and I think she'd like to, but you know she's got pneumonia, and it's hard to sing when you can't breathe.
Exactly.
And I mean it's not like that. She's not laying there gasping with oxygen. It's nothing like that, friends. So don't get excited too much. But she is. We just want to keep her under rest. So that's where she is.
Linda Stanbed.
John Stadelli has been listening to us for a long time. Longer than we've been here. You
Indeed.
Were listening to us at another place that we were at conveniently across town. And that's how we met. And since then we have, our friendship has broadened and matured and
politicized, strategized,
the whole thing. And, is the chef up in Summer Vineyards. And
happily.
And you've been up there since the beginning.
Very much so. In
fact, you've built that.
If you recall, the first time that I came in, I brought a young man with me by the name of Michael Johnson.
That's right.
Yeah. AKA Puppy.
Yeah, he's like 16 then or 17.
He is now 21, and I am happy to report to you today to the high command that Mr. Johnson is living on the island of Kauai as of 12 hours ago. I put him on a plane yesterday. He is working for my partners out there, and, he will spend a couple of years refining his career. This was something we planned.
Another one went with him too, right?
No, Robert Burrows went with him as well.
That's right. Robert Burrows, who, by the way, is the son of Rob Burrows, who is the head of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's his son who's worked out there for years for you.
He has indeed.
They're both over there in Kauai?
Chumming it.
Oh, that's tough.
It must be tough.
They have jobs ready for them, right?
They're working for an outstanding general manager at Duke's Canoe Club right in
Duke's
Bay.
Canoe Club in Kauai?
On Kalapaki Bay, yeah.
You know what?
Tough life.
John, I want a job.
Yeah.
Can you help me?
I almost took it. I was just explaining. I think with Michael, what I've actually done here is I've reinvented myself and sent myself back to Kauai.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you're taller though.
Yeah, a little bit.
You're taller and
skinnier too.
Taller
by
and skinnier.
A long
but
shot.
Hey, you know what? Let him be in the industry as long as you have.
Oh, no kidding.
Okay. Hey, look, we're here with, I know we're talking, you know, for people that have followed, you know, us through the years and Puppy has been somebody that we've watched grow and mature and become Well, he's a fine young man to begin with. Completely. I mean, he had a, you know, what a work ethic, bright. He was polite. He did what he was, you know, he learned. He was ambitious. And now he's growing in his abilities in, as a chef. And Rob Burrows who came in,
Yep.
Also, who is another young man with great qualities.
At 21 years old too. I mean, this is the result of acceptance and mentoring. And I encourage any business owners out there and look at some of these young kids that are out there. These are the guys that are going to save the mess that maybe we've made in this country. So we need to take good care of them and train these kids to be independent and providers.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. My guest is, Chef John Stadelli and Hillary Campbell. And Hillary's just sitting here, not talking, but we're going to get you. And when we get back,
Quiet as a mouse.
Well, we're going to get that. See if this can be the mouse that roared when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It is 8:15 in the morning on April 15th. It is tax day. It is tax day. This is when you get to pay that extra money to this, to Uncle Sam for all the things he does, like keeping our borders safe, making sure English is a language that is spoken, and that our infrastructure is sound and ready to go.
Your home is your castle, but to a thief, it's just another target. There's no one-size-fits-all security system, and that's why Hue and Cry custom designs every home security alarm system. Hue and Cry is a locally and family-owned business that's been serving the Shasta County area for 22 years. Hue and Cry produces a quality turnkey system with an exclusive performance guarantee. Now that's personal service. Call Hue and Cry, 800-800-ALARM, 800-800-ALARM.
Ready for America's original extreme sport? Well, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. I mean, when you got a rodeo that's both PCRA and WPRA approved, you award world champion points, and you pay the highest purse, well, I guarantee you, that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America ready to ride the rankest stock anywhere. Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where tickets are just $13. Saturday is Robo Bank Day. Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital Haleakala LaRanch Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Western Wear in Chico. But hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo Saturday night. Thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Mark Chestnut.
Love is not the jukebox last night.
Oh yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or broche of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 75 years. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Red.
Join me, Dan Fagan, for the only locally produced afternoon talk show in all of Northern California.
Roberta, you're on.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your coming to Reading and taking the interest in finding what is actually going on in our community and listening. I just appreciate you so much.
The Dan Fagan Radio Show, weekdays, 3 to 6 in the afternoon on KCNR 1460.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's recovering from her bout of pneumonia. 8:19 in the morning, April the 15th. Yes, yes, yes. next day. 51 degrees.
Rush working man there. For
I
all
vote
those
for it.
Oh, boy,
people.
I tell you what.
Big time.
Boy, this one hurt this year.
More
today's in 4 days, Patriots Day. What is that, Bob?
Patriots Day, officially Patriots Day in Massachusetts and Wisconsin, and Patriots Day in Maine, a civic holiday commemorating the anniversary of the battles of Lexington and Concord, April 19th, 1775, the first battles of the American Revolutionary War.
There you go. Patriots Day here in 4 days. Hey, my guests today are Master Chef John Stadelli from Anselmo Vineyards and the restaurant manager, Hillary Campbell. Good morning, Hillary.
Good morning.
How long have you worked up there?
A little over 4 months.
4 months. Okay. What do you, Anselmo's has a great reputation for really, really good food in the ambiance. How do you run this? How do you keep this going like that?
Well, that has everything to do with John. He makes amazing food, and I just make sure that it gets to the table in the perfect ensemble that it is.
That it's warm?
That it's warm, that it's cold, whatever it needs to be.
If it's warm, if it's supposed to be, and cold if it's supposed to be, right?
It shall be very cold.
Okay, all right. You've got something big coming up, you two, on Easter. So we have Easter brunch?
We do have Easter.
Okay, tell us about Easter brunch, because this is just outstanding.
Easter Sunday, we celebrate all the great holidays up at Anselmo Vineyards, but at this time of the year, the ranch is especially at its peak of beauty. I really enjoy it because after the wintertime, and we've had an earlier spring than normal, but master dirt farmer and hunter extraordinaire Doyle Bessiker has got the ranch looking beautiful up there, and I encourage everybody up to come and see it, especially if they're going to come up and do a little hunting or a little sporting clays. It's kind of
clays.
Fun.
The clays. I went up there the other day. The grounds are absolutely gorgeous. The fields, green as could be. I didn't do so well when I shot, but.
What'd you shoot?
Well, I only shot one station, and I think I only hit like three
A BB may have strayed off and maybe hit a clay. Perhaps.
Well, so did you shoot all, was it, how many stations are out there? 12?
There's 12.
12 stations. Yeah. I've gone out there with 100 rounds and not. I've hit more than I've missed, but not a lot. I guess the record out there is only like, what, 88 or 90, something like that?
It's 86, I think.
86 is the record. 89. So that tells
which is
you
good.
Something. You shoot 100 times at these 12 stations. You have to move through the stations. And I tell you,
it's very challenging.
If you have not been out shooting sporting clays before, this is a way to do it. And if you, I tell you what, you hit 86 of those targets. And you have done outstanding. There's only been a couple people have been able to do that.
Yeah, Tyler Martinez's little son did. He holds that record, I think.
Oh, really?
I believe so.
Wow. Okay. When we talk about, we also talk about how, what a huge, area you have to draw your food from. I mean, from the gardens and every place.
Yeah. Actually, we're just getting the garden started at the end of this month and, stuff dramatically grows fast there the way he's got that set up, and so we'll be able to reap the rewards from that very soon. We are actually receiving 4 animals harvested a couple months ago. We're getting them tomorrow, and so I'll have a fresh batch of prime-aged beef on the ranch, which is kind of nice because we can control that a little bit better. The beef prices right now, as you know, are just skyrocketing. And there is no sight.
Earlier on, I said this is the highest that it's been ever.
There's
for,
no
for beef
relief.
Prices, and it's not going to get any better here unless we get some more water in here or something.
Yeah, it's in a tight situation. So come up and join us and enjoy a little bit of beef. I've got some nice things on the menu. Actually, I think I have a nice batch.
Well, what is the menu here? Give us the menu.
We're looking at lemon ricotta pancakes, of course, our prime filet, Seven Hills Benedict.
I tell you what,
that's got to be the best.
You know what? That is the first brunch I had out there was your eggs Benedict with the fillet of beef in your hollandaise sauce. Or it is absolutely fabulous. You can eat it in the morning. You don't need to eat again for most of the rest of the day. Outstanding. So okay, that's
great way to eat steak and eggs. Yeah. Of course, we have a bananas brulee French toast that's kind of nice. We'll have a fresh garden Italian strata. Our ranch brisket hash, which is just taken off like crazy. Some lamb chops, swordfish, and a nice bacon wrap filet. Tina's shortcake will end your soiree. It's a fantastic meal. It's great. And it's all very well priced.
Okay.
Family oriented.
All right. And, so that you can order off that and you can just, it sounds like a great time. And what time does it start?
We are, Tilly, what time?
We're starting at 10.
Starting at 10 and it'll go till?
3.
10 till 3?
We take our last reservation at 3. Yeah. We're close at 4.
Great. Okay, from 10 till 3, it sounds like a wonderful, wonderful time. So if I, when I call and get there early and say, is it till 3 or 5?
3.
Okay. And, so if I call and say, hey, save me Eggs Benedict.
Going. We got it. We're on it.
All right. Okay. I just, you know, I mean.
And with the loss of my two young men, there will be a phenomenal new broiler cook on. His name is Chef John Stadelli. Yeah.
Yeah.
So John's going to be cooking now.
It'll be a test.
Okay.
Oh, you've been doing it for a while.
And Selmo's has been around, you know, there's a lot of things in the paper. Not as much as it used to be. I think a lot of things with the county are being settled.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked to Trish Clark. She's on our show regularly, and I think she's back on this week. She's just talked to RC. I've talked to RC. What they're doing is just getting all this done, getting it finished. You know what? Let's just get us back online again. I know you have hundreds of, I don't know if it's hundreds, but dozens and dozens of weddings are coming on, all types of events coming this year and next year.
Absolutely.
We're booked for the next 3 months solid. Every July, I think, is the only month that it's really hot in July.
But it doesn't mean that you won't do it. It's just
right.
It's hot up there, and it's beautiful up there. You know, in the place, you know, with the lower, it's, if you haven't been up to Anselmo's in a while, you need to go back up there. There's been a lot of changes, and there's being changes done. But one thing has stayed the same: the food,
the pizza.
The pizza on Thursday night, yeah. But the food has stayed the same. And the, you know, so it's all built around John, and John has not left. There's been changes everywhere, Hillary. You would say you must be, what, fourth or fifth, sixth?
The number changes every
time. Yeah, I don't even get to know anybody's name.
No longer, we're keeping Hillary.
No longer, but because you've got stability in there and you've got the right, I think you've got a right mix of people in there that are serving
we
and
do.
Everything.
John and I actually hit it off really well,
yeah.
Right from the beginning. Which is, if anything has to hit off right away, it's the chef and the manager. So it's been working out really well.
Well, you have done a great job, and you've built something that's fantastic. Your people are going on to other things to make their marks in life. There's, you know, for people that are worried, no, and Anselmo's not going to close. It's not going to close any time that we know of. Mm-hmm. And we talk to the owner a lot. That this is a place that's going to be built. It's going to continue to have this reputation of fine service, great foods, great wines, and a place to go to. And at some point, perhaps even more.
Well, we've made some strive changes in the kitchen as well. I mean, I've hired nobody for the 6 years that I've been there, really. The same staff has always been there. We've seen a couple leave, but, my newest additions are phenomenal. Tina, my new pastry chef, is beyond the pale. She just rips in that kitchen. And I mean, if you guys haven't, tried the desserts up there as of late, not that Kim wasn't phenomenal, cause I miss Kim very much.
Yeah.
Tina just filled the shoes beautifully. And she's also a super comrade in the kitchen. She is the Julia Childs I've never had. So she rocks.
Okay. So then we have the Easter brunch. What's the next big thing coming up, Hillary? And do you have anything?
Mother's Day is a big one.
Yeah, and this is you need to call and get reservations for all of these too, right?
Absolutely.
474-5546, 474-5546. Give them a call. What else? What else we have? And have anything you know, y'all need to have a couple events out there, you know.
We need great disc jockeys to strongly, how would you say, twist the owner's arm on some of these things. We know one who could lobby him well to do this.
There's a lot of things that could be done up there that could be done very well.
You bet.
And be of great significance to our community.
Yep.
In music, in the arts, in the theater, which is something we all want to see move forward with this. Perfect venue up there, perfect place to have dinners, perfect place to have put on shows in your pavilion up there.
Or,
what do you call it? It's a
conservatory.
The conservatory. How many people can you put in there?
200.
You can put 200 people in there.
Cap it at 200, yeah.
Okay, now that's sitting at tables, or
is that sitting at tables.
So you could have hors d'oeuvres, you could have wine and all this and have a show at the same time.
Yep.
And so
absolutely.
It's a great place. See, so there's all these things that could happen up there. We just need to move forward with these kind of things.
Yep.
All right. Hey, my guests have been, Anselmo Vineyards, from the food service group here, you might say. Their chef and a magnificent chef, John Stadelli. and the restaurant manager who is bringing order, you know, and keeping and bringing the stability there that everybody likes. Not that it hasn't been before, but in a different way. And it's great. Hillary
Thank
Campbell.
You.
You've done
Thank
a great
you.
Job.
Thank you. I appreciate
right.
it.
Okay. Again, 474-5546 for Easter brunch. And I think we're going to be out there. I know we're going to be out there. If we're in town, if Linda, I can get Linda up and sitting up straight and put her in the truck, we'll come out there.
Well, if I have to, I'll send someone down to deliver it to you.
Well, we just might do that.
We may have to do that.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Hey, Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:29 in the morning. We'll be back talking about security. Also talking about a couple of the things that are happening, like debates between our supervisors. We'll be back after these messages.
Hello, Frank Muse with Norton Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and Johnny just informed me that we have 2 to 3 used heaters we just overhauled and ready to sell. Some folks are starting to cut and mow their grass, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93. Propane seems to be holding steady on price, so fill up those barbecue bottles as soon as you can. If you need deliveries, give us a call. Our drivers have been doing a great job of getting things taken care of by the next day. We have a pay-forward account that you can pay a little every month instead of all at one time. So ask for Sherry. Northern Lights Energy. For bulk oils, red and clear diesel, kerosene, gasoline, card locks. So stop by and give us a try. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda is recovering from pneumonia that she picked up, managed to pick up the last couple of weeks. It is 8:33 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 51 degrees out there today. It's going to be a beautiful day. We also are going to have a nice week. I guess on Thursday they say maybe a little bit of maybe weather might be moving in, but I tell you what, the Red Bluff Roundup is going, and what a great way to spend a weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We just talked to one of the best specialty acts that's ever been in rodeo, winner of the Pro Rodeo Cowboys Association specialty act 12 times, and that is John Payne, the one-armed bandit. He'll be out there. So in this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Can't say enough about it. It's like the Cheers of barbershops. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. You have a great time. Bob goes there. Bob, in fact, is you're looking a lot better, Bob.
Yes, and turns out Logan's sort of my, not quite my regular barber, but I see him more often than not. The young man does a good job.
Well, I usually sit there with DC, but any of them, any of them will give you a great haircut. But you know, you kind of count. Isn't that true? How you kind of get to a favorite or something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, not
guy,
a favorite.
The guy knows your head.
Yeah, and end up like DC. You know, the patriarch
He knows your preferences.
Yeah, he knows, and he knows. You know, not that Tim or Logan don't give great haircuts, but DC and I sit there and we talk.
No matter whose chair you're in.
Yeah, we gossip. We gossip. Yeah.
Oh, good. They always ask about the station.
Right. Hey, you know what? One of the things we've had on with the sheriff and the chief of police is, and as everybody knows, if you read the front page of the Record Searchlight, we have a big problem with property crime. A lot of property crime. The people don't like living, or their sense of wellness or well-being and readiness is low. There's a number of things. We're the least healthy area in a lot of places. You know, I've got a lot of ideas why that is. But the bottom line is that AB 109 has had a huge impact on our community, and I think it has a huge impact on every one of these polls that people take. AB 109, which let out a lot of criminals. And it wasn't just letting the criminals out. It was keeping criminals here that should be going into jails as we just bump people up into the prisons. Well, these people are getting released, and as long as you don't kill somebody or hurt somebody or have some kind of sexual violence or something like this, you'll get turned back on the streets. This is not throwing stones at anybody, though I think I probably will here in a couple of weeks when we get closer to elections. However, property crime just soared, and as the chief and the sheriff have both said, 50% of the houses, they're leaving open, and people just walking in. And cars, same thing, cars getting stolen. But one of the things they talk about is securing your home. And today our guest is Michael Comer from Hue and Cry. And good morning.
Well, thank you, Carl. Thank you for having me here.
Sure. You know, the thing about it is that you gave me some statistics here, just incredible. So let's kind of go through this right now is that, and we talk about burglary, theft, robbery in Redding, California. 2,000 plus parolees and registered sex offenders?
Absolutely.
Here in Redding?
Yes. That comes off the city data crime website.
Yeah. And our comparative rank to other cities, it's high to very high?
Absolutely.
Because we have so many of these out there.
Yes. Yeah, wow. It's actually a 45-to-1 ratio as far as parolees, registered sex offenders to good run-of-the-mill public citizens that lend to the community and support, good security and what might be construed as ideal public citizens. We got a 45-to-1 ratio, so it increases crime in our area, and specifically with burglary, theft, and robbery. Those have been the ones that have been increasing over the last 5 years.
Okay, when we talk about this, we talk hue and cry. I mean, your job is to try and keep people out of houses that aren't supposed to be there, or at
sure.
least give a warning here. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Michael.
Well, I've been in the industry for 23 years. I grew up in the family business. My dad started the company in the 70s, and he was a law enforcement officer in the San Francisco Bay Area. He started in with a partner of his that was studying law and said, hey, I got this great idea. Let's call this company Hue and Cry, which, as we all know, it comes from the accessory law in 14th century England that you had to raise a human cry. You had to yell for authorities, toot a horn, something to get their attention if you saw a crime being committed. Otherwise, you could be tried as an accessory to that crime.
So if you don't see, if you see a crime going on, you're supposed to tell people.
Absolutely.
Well, isn't that nice?
Yeah, that's what we try to do today with modern technology.
Well, one of the things that being in the military and we start talking, I look at counterinsurgency and counterterrorism as being much like what you do. The whole idea behind what we did to harden targets was to make it so that the bomber or the attacker or whoever it was would go to the next base. Right. I mean, I hate to say it like that. If we couldn't hunt them down and neutralize that threat, then the idea is to make it so hard is that they know they can't do it. So then they're going to go find a softer target. And you can do that just by walking down the street. You can harden yourself, and that, which is another show that we're going to be having too. That you can harden yourself though, that so people won't pick on you or they'll go to somebody else that's softer. And the whole idea behind it is layers and interlocking layers of security.
Yep.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about that. The sheriff addresses it, the chief addresses it, but you're an expert. You take a look at businesses and homes on how you can secure them. What would you say when you walk into the average home?
Well, a multi-layer approach is what I believe in. Not letting yourself be vulnerable. That's the big point. Keeping your gates locked, closed, keeping your lights on when you're gone, making sure your neighbors are picking up your paper off your front porch. You've keeping your sprinklers going. And then obviously there's the point of not leaving out temptations, you know, not leaving out purses and cars, leaving your garage door open with valuables, not making it easy on the would-be burglars, the would-be thieves that just look for a crime of opportunity.
How's business been?
Business has been really, really well, but that's sad to say.
I know. It's a growth industry around here, it seems like. That's what we would do is interlocking security bands. So you can do things like take a look at your house on the outside. I look at my house and I say, oh, okay, I can't see that window because of the shrubs.
Right.
So I need to maybe trim those down.
Absolutely.
I need to have maybe the types of lights in the house that come on, you know, with timers.
Yes.
So you just don't have the same lights on. They kind of like look like somebody's moving through the house.
Mm-hmm.
I have an alligator that we have fixed its nose and cut its tail. So it looks like, it looks like a large dog. But, once it gets you, you belong to that alligator. Okay, I don't do that. the moat, we did fill in the moat. But little things like that. But so lights, how about security lights, you know, that come on when people walk by?
I think
you like those.
Well, they're good, but sometimes they can lighten up the area to show the thief what they want to steal. So you got to use them in key areas, you know,
yeah.
Usually facing streets where they can get other people's attention. You know, that's what's important. Mm-hmm. Again, we promote, dogs, we promote anything that's going to make a noise when a thief comes close, people peeping into your windows. All that's important. Obviously, security systems are a big piece of that. They make noise. They dispatch police. They protect all openings into your home. They protect interior areas through motion detectors, glass break detectors. There's a lot of different technologies that can lend to that.
It's not just having if somebody walks through your door, because somebody may go through a window or another way in that doesn't have an alarm on it.
Mm-hmm.
So a motion detector acts just like if they came through the door. It starts the countdown.
Correct.
And then the people have about 30 seconds to exit, or there's really a loud siren goes and the police are called. And we've had that happen before, that the police have shown up at our house while we were gone. And, luckily it was either a loose door or something. You know, it hadn't, for some reason it hadn't closed all the way. And when it did close it, the alarm went. The other things you can do, you said the role of the community in individual safety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Neighborhood watch programs are great. The crime alert program, there's a big crime alert program down in the, mid to Southern California areas. It's just getting your neighbors involved, making sure there's people that are looking over your house, keeping up with current crime statistics, crime prevention methods. I attend one in my block, and it's just a block party put on by our key leader for the Neighborhood Watch program, and it's great. You get to know your neighbors. You get to know if they're going on vacation, when you should be looking over their property, and it's having one large voice. A large voice coming to the police chief is a lot more powerful.
Well, he's asking for that. I mean, they all do. They ask for people to help.
Yeah.
And to be looking out in the neighborhood and to call when you see things that are strange. The security systems that, and of course your hue and cry, that you put in are, they're monitored 24 hours a day?
Absolutely. They all need to be monitored. We monitor our own from Anderson. So we've been doing that for 30 plus years. And so it's really important on who you have monitoring your home. If you're just a number, that doesn't give you a lot of peace of mind. We believe in customer service, getting to know our customers, getting to know their trends, when they go on vacation, when they don't, when they come and go from their home.
Do you like to be told when you're going on vacation or going to be out of the area?
Yeah, we got to, because we're going to change our dispatching procedures. We're going to dispatch immediately. We're going to get the closest responsible involved in it. Again, 8 out of 10 homes that have a security system with reputable sign stickers on the window, they're less likely to be broken into. But they are going to occasionally be broken into.
Yeah.
It's how quick they get out, how quick the authorities get called.
Well, I tell you what, we have hue and cry at our home.
Great.
And we are we've been very happy. We kind of like know people. Sometimes systems have to be checked. Sometimes batteries go down. Y'all do fire?
Oh, yeah.
You do fire also.
Yes.
And so you have that 24 hours a day.
We do video. Video as well. That's a big key for people nowadays. They want to look on their iPhones, iPads. They want to look in on their home when they're gone or see their kids coming home from school. We do all of that. I have that for my home. It's really, really nice.
So you can
nice.
Set up things inside your house. So you can go in through your iPhone and see what's happening in your house.
Yeah, IP video. Yep.
Yeah. You know, that's cool because if you have somebody in your house, like babysitters or things like this, you can watch what happens.
Sure.
I can see what Elk Killer's doing during the day.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
My son had a friend come over and drop some books off to him just the other day. And so he went in through a door. He had a key to the house. He opened the door, dropped off the stuff, and left. The alarm went off. But I was able to see, it was just Mike dropping off the books. I was able to cancel the dispatch and make an educated decision towards, not crying wolf.
Well, that's a great thing. So we're talking interlocking fields of fire here, multi-layering approach. Our guest is Michael Kalmer from Hue and Cry, and it's a growth industry right now. Unfortunately. How do they get a hold of you, Mike, and your company?
800-800-ALARM, or our local number is 365-0088.
Last thoughts here for people?
Be wise, be cautious. Use the multi-layer approach. It does work. And have a great day.
Well, the thing about having the multi-layer approach, like we're talking about, outside lights, inside lights, alarm system, everything that the police and the sheriff have been talking about, everything that I've learned in my life when we're doing combating bad guys, is that it gives you kind of like a form of peace, too, that when you're leaving, you know that you've got an alarm on, that I'll get a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that 800 number, a lot of times I won't answer the phone right away if I don't know who it is. If I see that 800 number, I pick it up.
Sure.
Because it's you guys. And I'm thinking, okay, somebody in my house. Mm-hmm. And it never has happened. But it does give you that little bit of security there. And you've got a number of numbers you can call if you can't get a hold of me or Linda. Anyway, Michael, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, one more time. It's Hue and Cry. And your website
is hueandcry.com.
And the phone number one more time?
800-800-ALARM or 365-0088.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Right, we'll be right back after these messages. Call on Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear.
How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Today, everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself, just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain. The kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, my friends. Good morning.
Why do you build me a
buttercup, baby? Let me down.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, our friends out there at 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting long guns or pistols. They have a gunsmith there, including John Bastiani, who owns the shop, are just absolutely fabulous. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at very fair prices. Bastiani Arms, give him a call, 222-8222. Our friends there. And, gosh, you know, it's rodeo week, Red Bluff Roundup. You know, Michael Comer was our guest in the last, in our last segment, but we've kind of held him over here for a little bit because as we were leaving, we were talking about, started talking Second Amendment stuff. Hey, did you find, so you're a firm believer in the Second Amendment there, huh,
Mike? Absolutely.
And one of the things the sheriff and the police chief say is you've got to be able to defend yourself and your property because they just can't be there, especially sheriffs. In the sheriff's incidents, it could be an hour or more before they get there. Yeah. And for our police around here, sometimes it could take 12, 15 minutes to get someplace. I mean, we're just shorter people and it's a big area. Yeah. And if there's a lot of stuff going on, so they say that you've got to be able also to protect yourself. And, one of the ways to do that is with the concealed carry and our rights here in Shasta County. I hope that we don't take these for granted.
because our sheriff has issued, or the state or the county of Shasta has issued over 5,500 concealed carry permits with 200 or more in the pipeline, and classes filled everywhere for people getting their concealed.
Absolutely. I just want to drop a good little note about Bastiani Arms real quick. They're a customer of ours, and I personally have bought several guns from them. They're a great gun and gunsmith provider. They do excellent work. So good job, Bastiani.
No, John's on the show. I shoot on his, it's another small business here in town. And I'm all for small businesses here in town. That's why I will use small businesses before I go to national level areas, even though you can get, you know, better prices at times. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it doesn't help what we're doing here. You know, like Linda and I own this station. And this is what, you know, this is what we do. And we love this community. And and this community has supported us. So we can't say enough about that. Second Amendment in this. I mean, when we were talking outside, if you've been following what's been going on in Nevada with that.
A little bit.
Government overreach and this, but a lot of people are showing up. And thank goodness, by the way, that the BLM backed. You know, blinked. And I'm not even going to call it blinking. I think they said, you know what, this is not a good situation. This could lead to something that could really be bad. And they backed off. And they turned the cattle loose. And they're like, oh, it's a victim. It's a victory for states' rights. Well, maybe it is. But it's also a victory for common sense. Right. The idea is that we have the right as Americans to be armed. Right. Many countries don't have that.
Yeah, we have these rights. But, again, we have to vote and promote them as well. They'll be taken away if we do not constantly vote, if we do not get our voice heard. I'm a concealed weapon carrier. I've owned guns all my life. I believe in the people that have the right to protect themselves, whether at home or whether at Target or wherever they are. They have the right to protect themselves. I'm adamant about having pepper spray, having concealed gun, having some form to be able to protect yourself if the need arises.
I think the worst thing that can happen to people is to have the ability. In other words, you can have a concealed carry, or you can have pepper spray, or you can have, I don't know what else it would be, you know, one of those things.
Tasers.
Tasers, carrying a taser or one of these, well, it's not the tasers, but these, you know, when you hit somebody with them, and it gets them with 2 million volts of electricity and knocks them down. What's that thing called?
Your basic stun gun.
Stun gun, yeah, on this. And you can have them, they look like cell phones. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, good, here. Let me poke you with my cell phone and lock you down. But the bottom line is, if you don't find a way to protect yourself, imagine what would happen if a loved one is harmed because you can't protect yourself. And
absolutely.
The police aren't there. The police, we don't want a society where police or that many police all around you that they can just step in because that is so dangerous. On the other hand, we have thugs out there, as you've used in your own, you know, in your, and the statistics you brought in this. We have, and as there's no secret, we have more felons out there. We have thugs out there that break into homes. We haven't seen this part though where in Chico, where they've had the drive-by shootings last weekend, not this past weekend, but the one before that, they had four shootings. We haven't seen, Granny walking down the street and getting whacked in the head for her purse, though we've seen one instance out at Target. I think it's something like that happened. But we don't want to get there. So there's a lot of things we can do, but having the ability to protect yourself is part of that multi-layered approach that you were talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you a real funny story real quick. I was dropping my parents off at the Reading Airport, and all of a sudden I got a panic call from my mother. Come get me. Come, you got to help me out here. And so I drive back to the airport, and so they had her held because she had her stun gun in her purse and trying to get on the plane. But, again, I'm proud of her that she keeps it with her, and I would encourage
Probably don't let you have a stun gun on the plane.
No, they didn't like that too much, but I thought she was being arrested for something else. I was glad it was just because of the stun gun.
What happens if that happens? What happened to mom? Is she okay? They just...
Oh, perfectly fine. And we know Stewart, he works for TSA.
That's one good thing about being in a small town. You know everybody, and you can say, He said, ma'am, why, just go put it in your luggage over there.
Yeah.
You know,
I'll act like I didn't see it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my daughter's gotten on one of the major airlines in a major city carrying two magazines of 15 rounds each of 40 caliber that belonged to my son-in-law, who's a U.S. Marshal, but he wasn't with her. He just handed her his bag and they put it through the x-rays.
A few red flags.
Didn't see it.
Really?
She got through with that, but they took away her body lotion because it was in a 6-ounce bottle.
Oh, no.
So they took that.
Oh,
and they, pointed at her and said, you can't have these things, but yet the ammo went right through. So, anyway. Okay. Mike, thanks a lot for staying around for a couple of minutes. It's good to talk about this because it's another part of the defense that we really didn't talk about is being able to protect yourself with a firearm or a taser or a stun gun. Pepper spray, something else, if once they get in the house while you're there. And frankly, the way we have our house set up is if that door or anything opens, there's a beeping sound and the dog knows it. It can wake me out of a deep sleep. I hear that thing. I'm sitting up. And also with Linda. So
I might add, you don't want to get to the point where you're fear driven
and you respond
with fear because you need to be proactive in all of these steps for multi-layer security and protecting yourself.
And, the fact is that we've been very fortunate in, I think part of it is the security systems we have. But you're right. You can't act in, you can't not do things because of fear.
Correct.
And so it's just in Reading, frankly, it's one of the safest places I've ever lived.
Sure.
And I go all over Reading at various times. So, Mike, thanks a lot again for staying over with
us.
And for, talking, giving us a little hints on how we can do this. And again, Hue and Cry, is on the, internet, hueandcry.com.
Yes.
And your phone number one more time.
800-800-ALARM or 365-0088.
Great. Tomorrow we have the sheriff on. We're going to have the sheriff on. We're going to have the Chamber of Commerce on. We've got a lot of things we're doing, on Wednesdays here. The rest of the week is going to be just as busy. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. It's going to be a beautiful day today. 51 right now. It's going to get a lot better.
Actually 64 I got.
Oh, is it 64 now? Oh, you didn't change it on me. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It began this morning with a wreath-laying ceremony, and later there will be a moment of silence. In Boston, it's a day of tributes on this first anniversary of the Marathon bombings.
It feels like it was just yesterday.
Heather Abbott survived the attack that killed three people and wounded more than 260 others. Ukraine's president announcing what he calls an anti-terror operation. The target is pro-Russian militants who have been seizing government buildings in eastern Ukraine and appear to be digging in.
I want to emphasize that the aim of the operation is to protect the citizens of Ukraine, to stop terror, to stop criminals, and to stop attempts at tearing our country apart.
Russia, meanwhile, claims that Ukraine's military has gotten into a skirmish with some pro-Russian militants in eastern Ukraine, wounding two of them. Back in the water, the small robotic submarine that's searching the Indian Ocean for debris from the missing Malaysian jetliner, the first